For today, we are looking at cloudy skies, and we will have a high today of about 40 degrees. Temperature-wise, around southeast Wisconsin, we go to Kenosha, where we start things out this morning, at 36 degrees. In Burlington, it is 34. In Milwaukee, 37. And it is 36 degrees in Racine. The Racine Unified School Board, after hearing all positive comments from the public about a plan of succession for Deputy Superintendent Eric Gallion to take over when Superintendent Lolly Haas steps down at some point next year, voted for it, with one exception. Jeffrey Neubauer, he heads up the Higher Expectations for Racine County Youth Program, and he said it's important to stay the course when it comes to education in Racine, and the course that's been set up by Superintendent Lolly Haas, he and other speakers talking about maintaining things as they are.
From our work in Higher Expectations and our experiences in working with him, we believe that Dr. Gallion is an excellent choice to build on our foundation and to bring us together as a community to accelerate that momentum. This is hard work, and the outcomes that we wish to see for our students cannot be accomplished overnight, nor can it be done by any one person.
Meanwhile, it was Board Member Julie McKenna who said the process should have been open.
Even though my colleagues say it's not against the law, I did check that out. It wasn't against the law. We don't have a policy one way or the other, except when I looked at the Racine Unified website under administration, it says, thank you for considering an administrative career with Racine Unified School District. All employment opportunities are posted.
Dr. Gallion, calling it an honor, said he is committed to the district.
I want to publicly say to Dr. Haas, I want to thank you for your leadership and your personal investment in my development over these last 3.5 years. I am confident that I will be able to carry on your legacy and continue the good work that you've started. And then I want to say to the community, thank you for your confidence and support and expressions of thanks to me. I truly am honored by that.
Plan of succession vote 8-1. McKenna opposed due to how it all came about. Bob Whitkey noting that the superintendent is the sole employee of the board. A multi-alarm fire response last night in the Racine County town of Raymond. A barn that caught fire had to be kept from damaging other nearby structures on that property at 3531 51st Street. Initial call about the fire was about 8:45 p.m. Sheriff's deputies, 1st Raymond Fire Unit on scene, discovering the building engulfed in flames. A news release indicates there were no animals inside and nobody got hurt fighting the fire, but it brought crews and equipment in from places like Oak Creek, Waterford, South Milwaukee, Franklin, Caledonia, South Shore, and Kansasville, just to name a few. The fire listed as contained at 9:23 p.m., scene finally cleared after 1:30 this morning, but with small flames and a glow, as it was described, within the brick walls of what used to be that barn on 51st Street in Raymond. Contents included farm equipment, hay, and gutter company supplies, all listed as a total loss. A memorial gathering and celebration of the life of former Racine Police Chief Richard Paul Zien, who passed away January 3rd, is expected later today to include a large crowd going into this evening's hours on the city's southwest side. During a 2001 WRJN interview, Chief Paul Zien talked about the birth of community policing, which simply started with conversations in neighborhoods.
Well, we started in 1992 about going into community policing, and I started attending neighborhood meetings. That's the first thing I heard from people in the community is that they wanted a relationship and a close relationship with the police department and police officers. And I never realized that so much before until we start going to these meetings and we start talking about community policing and how we get back into the neighborhood. And once we started it, what a tremendous difference.
Today's visitation for Paul Zien, who would have been 75 today, runs from 4 to 7 p.m. St. Lucie Catholic Church on Drexel Avenue on Racine's southwest side. And a due process hearing is on the agenda for the Racine Public Safety and Licensing Committee tonight at City Hall regarding the liquor license for the Sunshine Supermarket at 16th Street and Taylor Avenue. The trial-like procedure recommended last year by the panel after neighbors had complained about and police reported on alleged problems directly related to the store's operation. That included more than 24 complaint appliance check citations for store workers and several dozen police calls to that business through 9 months in the year 2016. A due process hearing allows the city's hired attorney and the lawyer for the business to call witnesses, cross-examine, make arguments, and then the committee acts as a jury and makes a recommendation to the Common Council. Well, the senior campus at Campbell Woods can move forward after the Mount Pleasant Village Board last night rejected the recommendation of its plan commission and approved the rezoning needed for the project. Nearly a dozen people addressed the board at the meeting last night, most of them residents of the Campbell Woods subdivision, urging the trustees to vote against the rezoning, said the senior housing project will damage the environment of the area and lower their property values, also concerned about the rezoning maybe allowing some other type of development. Attorney Rebecca Mason, representing Joe Campbell, said that he's willing to file a deed restriction that would allow only a senior citizen housing complex on the site in perpetuity.
Any modification to whatever the deed restriction that is recorded with the Register of Deeds, that will it will follow this land even if Mr. Campbell's LLC no longer owns this land. Any changes to that would need to be approved by a majority of this board, leaving full authority with this board, with the village, to ensure that this development proceeds according to what the representations are here today.
The board voted 4-3 to approve the rezoning, trustees DeGroote, Hanson, Haven voting against it. Board also rejected a motion to send the conditional use permit and the site plan back to the plan commission, then decided 4-3 to approve the permit and the plan itself. Campbell indicating construction of that 170-unit building could begin later this year. Wisconsin Realtors Association reporting existing home sales for all of last year at an all-time high. Prices well above the pace of inflation statewide. Good local numbers as well for the month of December. Mixed results for the 12-month period. Here's WRJN's Janet Hoff.
Kenosha home sales rose 8.1%, 7.6% in Racine, and 10.2% in Milwaukee, with the Southeast region up 7.2%. Median prices went up 8.9% in Racine, 6% in Milwaukee, and 5.6% in Kenosha. The entire region was up 4.2% for the month. Year-to-date on home sales, Racine was down 10%, but with an almost 27% increase in median prices. Kenosha showed a 9.4% sales decline for the 12 months and a 5% increase in the median price. Milwaukee had a 6.7% sales drop and a 5% median price increase. The 8-county region was down 2.1% for sales on the year, but the median price was up 7.6%. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
The Mount Pleasant Village Board and the Community Development Authority for the Village have a special mid-afternoon meeting to discuss and vote on the Incinerator Development Agreement reference that new headquarters and office site at Highway 20 and V. The Racine County Board is meeting at 5 p.m. today, not the normal 6:30, 5 p.m. The agenda includes a $4.6 million loan to Incinerator for that headquarters project. Also, a resolution of sympathy to the family of longtime Supervisor Hub Brown, who died recently. And the Sturtevant Continual Committee meeting agenda for the 6 p.m. gathering tonight includes a canine program for the police department, revisiting the concept of a local library site, and a contract for snow removal around the Amtrak Station Depot. WRJN.com. That is our webpage. That's where we keep our newscasts in the local news section. Also, at WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News. Eventually, yes. There's a transition period involved. Remember, Dr. Haas got a one-year contract extension on top of what she had going. So the board decided that we don't want to go through the search process. We've got somebody in place. So they approved a plan of succession is what they called it last night, which calls for Dr. Eric Gallion, the deputy superintendent, to become more acclimated to the day-to-day operations, not that he's not already, but that he will eventually be taking over when Dr. Haas decides to leave. No, not necessarily. It could happen whenever. Technically, it could. I mean, Dr. Haas could walk out at any time she wanted to. I'm not saying that's going to happen, but she could. Once she is done, once her contract is up, if we go by that, then Eric Gallion would take over.
But she feels like she would be.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was pretty clear when the one-year contract extension came out and the statement came from Unified with her talking about her future. That was pretty clear.
What don't they like about her?
This isn't a push out. She's the normal reign of a superintendent, if you will. Normal tenure is maybe 4 or 5 years.
And why is that?
That's about it. It's burnout.
Really?
Yeah, there's a lot of that within that. If you look at school districts around the country, with few exceptions, it's a very short tenure.